Game 2 of 3 between the Dodgers and Marlins. What kind of a game would Cody Bellinger have? Let's find out. We'll take it to the top of the third. Bellinger at the plate.
Bellinger unloads on a ball. Right center field, it's gone. 26th of the season for the kid, and it's 2-0 Dodgers. So Bellinger opens the scoring with a home run against Urania. On his sixth year in the majors and his third in Dodger blue. High fly ball down the right field line. If it stays fair, forget about it. Home run, Yasmani Grandal. Second bomb of the inning for the Dodgers, and they've opened up a 5-0 lead here in the third. Matchup of rookies here. One of them 26, one of them 22. Second rider's 2-2, and Bellinger drills another right center field. Stanton turns and watches it bang off the wall. Turner trying to score from first. Here's the throw to the plate. It is bouncing its way to the backstop. Bellinger's at third, and it's 6-0. And Cody Bellinger, who homered his first time, or singled his first time, homered his second time, and then doubled his last time up, has a chance at a cycle. Rips one into right center, and it's over Stanton's glove and rolls to the wall. Cody Bellinger has a cycle. The latest moment. Bellinger's second career triple. Produces the cycle on the first pitch with the opportunity to do so. Of course he did.
It's a for Cody Bellinger, it's a magical season. There's no question about it. I mean, you know it when you're going up. It's not like, oh, I didn't know. I needed a triple away. You know it. Your team knows it. And on the first pitch, you said it. This is the field where you can hit a triple, and he has the speed.
Dodgers take this one 7-1 as they continue their winning streak. They've now won 8 in a row. Alex Wood continues to be unstoppable, improving to 11-0. His final line, 6 innings, no runs on 3 hits with 4 strikeouts. Cody Bellinger becomes the first Dodger since 2009 to hit for the cycle. Here's what he had to say.
Something clicked yesterday, my last two at-bats. I really don't know what it is. I'm going to figure it out, but I was feeling good all day today in the cage and in BP, and I just tried to take into the game. And, crazy things happen. It's a crazy game.
The triple is the hardest of the segments, of course, when you're trying to hit for the cycle. You go up there. You're not necessarily trying to hit it, but you see it on the first pitch. What did you see there?
Slider, and they threw me a few sliders before. I just tried to elevate it. And I thought, Stan was going to catch it. I don't know if he lost it in Elias, but once I saw it get past him, I kind of, busted to get to third, and it's hopefully my first career cycle ever, so it was pretty cool.
It almost looked, though, as if you were going for it right out of the box, running hard, you're cutting the bases pretty hard. At what point did you think you had a chance?
Right when he got past him, I was like, oh, it's a big field. I just got to run a little bit, and luckily I got to third just before the ball got there.
When you're getting there at the plate, are you trying at that point just to hit it in the gap? You know that you're not trying to hit for the cycle, but you're thinking perhaps you have a chance if you get it into left center or right center.
Yeah, I should probably think that more often. Maybe I'll have some more hits. No, but I'm feeling good at the plate. I was just trying to see something I could hit, and luckily went in the gap. And like I said, it's a crazy game.
It's a crazy game, and it's been a crazy week for you. You think about the home run derby on Monday, the All-Star game on Tuesday. You have a birthday on Thursday. And by the way, you hit for the cycle on Saturday. Joe Davis said it best. You had an entire lifetime of baseball in one week. Does it feel that way? Can you even acknowledge or even realize what's going on with you?
No, not at all. It's honestly, it's unbelievable. I sit back at night sometimes. I soak it in as much as I can. But like I said, I'm going to come in tomorrow and, do my same routine and hopefully I can do whatever I can to help the team win tomorrow.
Some guys wait a lifetime, play an entire major league career, several years in the bigs and never hit a cycle. You've done it prior to your 100th game. Can you put that into perspective?
No, not at all. There's been a lot of things that I've done this year that I've never done in the past, and it's a crazy roller coaster, and I'm just trying to, keep it going.
The 3-game series wraps up on Sunday.